Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're talking about, I used to love this toy. I spent hours learning the tricks and spinning it around my hand, trying to walk the dog do the guy
totally.
On the trapeze.
You're talking about yo-yo, right?
Oh, I love yo-yos. They're so much fun.
Right. Wait, Mike. Mm-hmm. Today, I don't think we're talking about yo-yos. We're talking about somebody who is called Yo-Yo. And we're talking about, of course, the one and the only, the famous Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should call President Ma Yo-Yo.
No,
I don't think that's a very nice thing to say about the president.
We're talking about the guy, you know, the really cool guy who plays great cello.
Oh, Yo-Yo Ma. Oh, I see. Okay, now I know who we're talking about. A man and his cello. It all makes sense. Let's check out our article about Yo-Yo Ma, the man, not the toy.
Reading. Yo-Yo Ma, a man and his cello. The classic kung fu film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is famous for its great fighting scenes and special effects. But if you pay attention to the music playing in the background, you will hear something special. The songs include traditional Chinese melodies performed on the cello, a Western instrument. The man behind these amazing songs is the legendary classical music composer, Yo-Yo Ma. Ma came from a musical family, as both his parents are renowned musicians. He started playing the cello at age 4. By age 7, he performed for 2 American presidents, John F. Kennedy and Dwight D. Eisenhower. At age 19, Ma started attending the world-famous Juilliard Music School to learn from the most talented music instructors. However, he didn't want to follow the conventional path of most classical musicians. Thus, after graduating from Juilliard, he entered Harvard University to pursue a liberal arts degree. He studied Russian literature, Chinese history, and more. Therefore, his later works absorbed other cultural elements. This made Ma a unique figure in music and the most popular cellist in the world.
Okay, so let's check out our article. It starts by talking about a movie.
No!
I'm so confused. I thought he was a music guy, but now... Anyway, let's just read this. It says, the classic kung fu film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, great movie, is famous for its great fighting scenes and special effects. That's right. It's a movie that came out, it was about 10 years ago now, I'd say. Something like that. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Of course, Lian was the director, and lots of famous... actors from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan were in it. And it's famous, of course, for great fighting scenes. Remember, they're fighting in the treetops at the end or chasing each other over the roofs of that kind of palace. That was cool. And special effects flying around. Yeah, absolutely. It was famous for a lot of really cool things.
Right, okay. 我们今天提到的呢，本来不是音乐字，我们现在一开始提到确实一部电影，也就是我非常喜欢的电影之一哦。也就是我们李安大导演导的 Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 是什么呢？哎呦，就是卧虎藏龙啦。那大家相信呢，看过卧虎藏龙的人都知道，它是以它的什么东西而闻名。当我们说 something or somebody is famous for, 就是什么是以什么为闻名，那我们也可以说 something is known for, or somebody is well known or known for. For example, Lady Gaga is famous for her unique style of fashion.OK, 那我们刚刚有提到的卧虎藏龙，哇，里面有很多的，没错，我很喜欢看的这个打斗的一些场景，像是刚刚麦提到，就是在树上啊，就是这个，哇，他们在这边打斗很精彩哦，就是这个周润发跟章子怡 fighting scenes, 在这里就是指打斗的一些场景。当然 special effects 就是提到就是有关这个特效，在电影当中，哇，他们这个武功都很这个超强的，所以他们其实也用到了很多的特效。But if you pay attention to the music playing in the background, you will hear something special. Oh, okay, so there you go. We're talking about music right now.
Okay.
But what does this word mean, background?
Well, yeah, when there's music in movies, of course, there's a lot of music in movies, but you might not notice it because it's in the background. It's not really there to get all of your attention. It's just there to give you a feeling, to give you a mood. Background is a word we often use when talking about movies or art. Have you ever taken a picture when you're standing in front of, say, a mountain or in front of a lake or something? Well, that thing behind you, that's the background, okay? So anything that is behind the main focus, you're the main focus of a picture, the actors are the main focus in a movie or a TV show, but where are the actors? Are they in a coffee shop? Are they in a fast food restaurant? Are they...standing in front of an airport or a train station, that stuff will be in the background. So that'll give you the idea, right? If they're in a coffee shop, if that's the background, well, maybe it's two friends having a chat. If the background is an airport, maybe one of the people is leaving, right, going away. So the background tells you a lot. In movies, the background music is the stuff that sets the mood, right, sets the feeling. It's very exciting when the guys are chasing each other. It's very sad when someone dies. And it's very happy at the end when there's a happy ending to it. But it's always in the background, not getting your attention, but always there, always adding to the feeling and to the information.For example, we could say, when I called my friend on the phone, I could hear his mother talking in the background. So, you know, I knew he's not alone. His mother's there. I can hear her. And, of course, when you pay attention to things, that means you notice them, right? Your teachers will tell you to pay attention when you're doing a test. Don't forget anything. Don't leave anything out. If you see something happen on the street, like a crime, you might want to pay attention, right? Did the bad guys run...To the left or to the right? Did they get in a car? What color is it? Pay attention. Notice these things because they're important. And it's important to pay attention to this, especially this month, because it's our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Wow!It's like I'm in a brand new world with my new smartphone.
I know. It's so cool that you got this one. Do you know how to use it?
A little, but not that well.
Lucky for you, my phone is the same as yours. Right here, this is the App Center. And over here...
Wow, you have a lot of games. Oh...I want to take a picture. How do I do that?
By paying attention to me.
Why do I need to pay? I have no money to pay you with.
To pay attention to means to give your attention to someone or something.
Gotcha! Pay attention to means 专注于
Right.I'm explaining how to use the phone. Pay attention or I'll have to repeat everything.
Right. Sorry about that.
Okay. So here's the dock, and this is the control center. You can use it...
Pay attention to me!
Why?
Because I'm taking your photo with my new phone.OK, 所以刚刚 Mike 说到呢，这个背景音乐真的在电影当中很重要哦。背景的英文就是 background。 OK, 那接着我们就读到了 The songs include traditional Chinese melodies performed on the cello, a Western instrument. 但是有趣的啦，就是我们听到的在这个卧虎藏龙里面的音乐是这个非常传统的这个中式的这个一些曲子，但是它则是用什么 cello 就是大提琴所演奏的哦。那要注意它的发音，这其中的 C 是有 ch 的这个这个声音哦 ,cello. The man behind these amazing songs is the legendary classical music composer. Yo, yo, ma! Woohoo! Okay.
That's the man, not the toy.
That's right. But we're here, we're talking about classical music composer.
Yeah.
Can you please explain this part a bit?
Classical, well, we often use this when talking about different styles of art. It usually means in an older style. So classical music, well, you think of Mozart, Beethoven, and Tchaikovsky. You don't think of Elvis or the Beatles or Justin Bieber. Classical dancing, well, that's our example sentence. Ballet is a kind of classical dance. Hip-hop is not. So anything kind of old, maybe more than 100 or 200 years old, we often use this term classical to show there's a difference between that old style and modern styles, which might be very, very different.
OK, 所以 classical 呢当然就是指这个古典，所以 classical music 就是古典乐。那很多东西呢是非常的古典，我们可以用像是 classical literature, 就是古典文学啦，或是 classical art, 古典艺术。那这里呢当我们提到呢就是马佑他是一个非常有名的著名的 legendary 的什么呢 classical music composer 也就是这个音乐的作曲家 Ma came from a musical family as both his parents are renowned musicians 这里的 renowned 呢指的就是有名的或是有声誉的哇这个马友很厉害哦他从很小的时候啊就是四岁的时候呢哇就开始学这个大提琴其实还有钢琴啦那我们来看一下课文就是这么写的咯 He started playing the cello at age 4 By age 7 He performed for 2 American presidents
Wow
And who are they, Mike?
John F. Kennedy and Dwight D. Eisenhower Really? He's that old? That's amazing Oh, but he was well, only 7
Yeah
When he performed for them Wow, that's incredible Okay, so yeah, these were presidents, of courseDwight Eisenhower was the president during most of the 1950s, and President Kennedy was the president, in the early 1960s. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of how old Yo-Yo Ma, and also how talented he was. Because imagine a young kid, only 7, being asked to play music for the president. Well, the president of any country would be pretty amazing, but especially the presidents of America. That's pretty amazing. And then at age 19, the article tells us Ma started attending the world-famous Juilliard Music School to learn from the most talented music instructors. Yeah, Juilliard is a very famous school for music, maybe for other things. They might do dance there and stuff, but mostly famous for music. It's in New York City.And it's a very difficult school to get into, as hard as Harvard or Oxford are,
Wow.
if you want to study, you know, business or science. Juilliard is just as hard to go to get into, if you're a musician. And they have very good instructors. Instructors are basically teachers. Okay, you can talk about a math instructor. You can also talk about maybe a golf instructor or a tennis instructor, but it's someone who has skill and knowledge, and they're teaching it to other people. For example, the driving instructor,told Beth to slow down. She was driving too fast because she's learning, and the instructor is teaching the classes. So it seems he was super talented from even a very young age, and that continued through all of his life.
没错，其实可以进到这个 Juilliard Music School 真的很厉害哦，因为它是 world famous， 它是世界闻名的哦，它是世界著名的表演艺术学校之一哦，就是茱莉亚德学院。OK, 那接着呢我们就看到了 However, he didn't want to follow the conventional path of most classical musicians. OK, conventional 这个字呢其实就是普通的啦常见这样的意思 It means normal or regular. For example, I think I talked about Lady Gaga. I'm going to talk about her again. Lady Gaga doesn't usually wear conventional clothes. OK, 所以接着我们就看到 thusAfter graduating from Juilliard, he entered, wow, Harvard University to pursue a liberal arts degree.
Amazing.
嗯 ，OK， 在这里呢 ，pursue 有着这个追求或是继续，他想要继续去学这个有关这个 liberal arts degree， 哇，很不同哎，就是就是人，据说他是学这个人类学的学士的学位啦，但是一般 liberal arts 有着文科这样的意思啦。OK， so he studied Russian literature, Chinese history, and more. Therefore, his later works absorbed other cultural elements.Absorb. What does this word mean?
Well, when you absorb something, you basically take it in. So often we can think about something like a towel. When you use a towel after you shower, it absorbs the water. It takes the water off of your body or your hair somewhere, and it sort of sucks it into the towel, leaving you dry and the towel wet because it has absorbed that water. We can also talk about absorbing information. You know, if you read a lot, if you travel a lot, if you meet people from different countries, you'll absorb information. You'll learn things from them, and eventually, those things will kind of become part of you. It will become part of your brain, become part of your knowledge. You take it in. So students absorb lessons from teachers. That's another way to use that word. For example, we could say, I stayed in a small town in Italy so I could absorb the local culture. I stayed in a small town in Italy so I could absorb the local culture. Some of the big cities, they might have Starbucks and McDonald's. I didn't want that. I wanted to be in the real Italy. So a small town is a good place to absorb that real culture.
哇、wow, 所以其实也是因为这个马友友呢他在这里呢他学到了非常多的有关像是 Russian literature, 就是苏俄的这个文学或者是有关这个中国的历史所以呢后来我们就会发现呢他的作品呢都会怎么样 absorb, 就是会吸收或是吸取一些就是 cultural elements, 就是有很多的文化的一些元素哦。在这里呢刚刚这个 Mike 有听到就是 absorb, 其实通常就是有可能你吸收或吸取某个养分这样子的一个用法 OK 所以像是呢你可以说 A sponge absorbs water OK 海绵当然就会吸收这个水啦 This made Ma a unique figure in music and the most popular cellist in the world OK figure 在这里就是指人物或是名人而我们学到大提琴是 cello 那如果你是大提琴的演奏者你则是一个 cellistC-E-L-L-I-S-T 所以如果你是、这个演奏钢琴的人呢你就是一个 pianist OK 或是 violinist OK、mm-hmm. 后面接上 I-S-T 就是什么演奏什么的人咯 Well that brings us、to the end of today's article Let's now go to our For You Chat
For You Chat
Okay, let's look at our chat question. Well, we talked about Yo-Yo Ma. Obviously, he can play the cello. I expect he can probably play a little bit of piano and some other things, too. How about you, Laura? How many musical instruments can you play, and which ones are they?
Well, actually, when I was a kid, I also played...the piano.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I think I forgot how to play the piano because you have to practice, right?
Definitely.
A recorder, that's probably really easy. I think almost
that's what
every
a lot of kids here learn in school, right?
Yeah. Right, harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Well, that's about it. But I know Mike, he is...A great guitar player.
Bass guitar, right?
So how many musical instruments can you play, Mike?
Bass guitar, like you, piano. I can still play one or two things, but that's about it. And I also played clarinet when I was a little kid. Now, I haven't played in a long time, but I found my old clarinet when I went back home.Not too long ago, and I kept it. So part of the idea is that one day I'll, you know, bring it to Taiwan, maybe get it out, see if I can still play it. But I would really say one, because that's the only one that I wouldn't be embarrassed to play.
I wanted to learn how to play a flute, though, when I was a kid,
Why not? You can do it now.
I could.
Sure. You're never too old to learn how to play a new instrument.
That's true.
So how about you guys? Have a chat with your friends. How many musical instruments can you play? Which are they? Or, if you don't play one, which one do you think would be most interesting to play and learn?
Yo-Yo Ma, A Man and His Cello. The classic kung fu film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is famous for its great fighting scenes and special effects. But if you pay attention to the music playing in the background, you will hear something special. The songs include traditional Chinese melodies performed on the cello, a Western instrument. The man behind these amazing songs is the legendary classical music composer, Yo-Yo Ma. Ma came from a musical family, as both his parents are renowned musicians. He started playing the cello at age 4. By age 7, he performed for 2 American presidents, John F. Kennedy and Dwight D. Eisenhower. At age 19, Ma started attending the world-famous Juilliard Music School to learn from the most talented music instructors. However, he didn't want to follow the conventional path of most classical musicians. Thus, after graduating from Juilliard, he entered Harvard University to pursue a liberal arts degree. He studied Russian literature, Chinese history, and more. Therefore, his later works absorbed other cultural elements. This made Ma a unique figure in music and the most popular cellist in the world.
Vocabulary Review.
Background. This painting has many objects in the background, which makes it interesting. Classical. My father likes classical music, and Beethoven is his favorite musician. Instructor. Our school has many instructors who know a lot about their subjects. Conventional. A conventional way to send someone a message is to write a letter. Absorb. I used some tissues to absorb all the water I spilled on the table.